Scott in Nebraska. Talk with Dick Girardi about the win and the Frazier performance.
Keith, you were around some really good guards at Villanova during your time with Coach Wright there, and you got a really good guard here. Had a player play a game any better than you saw Tim Frazier tonight with these today with these numbers?
I tell you what, a coach has to be a little upset with the five turnovers, but that's just the coach in us. But, I mean, if you look at his stat line, 7 for 9, 8 for 8, 1 for 1 from the three-point line, 8 for 8 from the free-throw line, 10 rebounds, 23 points, 9 assists. He was one assist away, and he probably should have had closer to 15 if you had to break down the tape. But I tell you what, I mean, he's a kid who deserves it. He works so hard. He's been in the background for a couple of years now. He is that talented. It's not just, you know, him, getting the ball in his hands the entire game and being our main guy. He makes those plays. He makes everybody else around him better. He is this good, and hopefully the rest of the country's starting to see that, and they give him his credit. And again, he's stepping up as a leader. He's doing it a little bit on the defensive end tonight, which was huge. And we talked about rebounding. In the preseason, before the Big Ten season, Tim Frazier was upwards about 6.7 rebounds a game. And then since the Big Ten started, he dropped down to about 4. And we talked about how, in order for us to score, we got to get out and run, and the ball has to be in his hands. Well, the best way to do that is for him to defensive rebound, get the ball himself, and get up the floor. And he did that tonight, and that was pretty much the key to the game.
Yeah, it was nice. The national audience got to see it today on ESPNU to get a sense of how good Tim has been. And one thing we noticed, Keith, early in the game, he scored 30 in the game out there, but you didn't win. It looked like he was trying to make sure everybody else got their shots. He didn't take a shot for like the first 6 or 7 minutes of the game.
No,
that just tells you he understands the game.
Yeah, he's just trying to he understands we're at home. You know, he needs to get everybody else going. But there's also a fine line between trying to take over in the beginning, making sure we get off to a good start. I think he did that defensively tonight. He got in Bo Spencer, who's a phenomenal player in his own right, and he did a great job pressuring the basketball, trying to get us all going on the defensive end, which in turn gave us a little momentum on the offensive end. But again, he's turning into an all-around player. He's still got a lot to do, a lot better he can get, which is encouraging for us.
Yeah, not only did Tim get 23, as we said, but Bo Spencer, Nebraska's leading scorer, ended up with 7, and that was Tim's guard the entire game. The other thing that happened is you were home after this tough stretch, 4-6 on the road, all these good teams, 4-5 on the road, all these good teams you were playing. And if Pat talked about it after getting out of East Lansing the other night, 4 of the last 6 at home. It's amazing. Keith, these baskets are 10 feet, but you go elsewhere. For some reason, the same shots that you couldn't make at Michigan State earlier, everything's going in. What's the deal?
Well, I tell you what, that just gives you, that shows our fans just how important they are. The Nittany Nation, and getting a big crowd here at home, the energy that gets behind our guys, and how it affects a home court in basketball is everything. And you look across the country in every league, it's key. So for us to get a big crowd tonight, very energetic, enthusiastic crowd, was huge for us, and our guys feed off that. And again, we got a young team. When you look at our roster and you look at the redshirt sophomores and you look at the juniors on our team, Tim Frazier really the only one who played major minutes in the last couple of years. A young team struggles on the road. It doesn't matter what level you are in basketball, the road is going to be tough for a young team. And we got better at Michigan State. Defensively, listen, they're a great team, but the last game out, Michigan State, we felt like we did a really good job defensively, and we came in here and we got better tonight, which is key. And the key for us, the young team, is just keep getting better each and every night, regardless of whether or not it's on the road or at home.
13,000 in here today, which is the best crowd of the year, to amplify your point, Keith. And the other thing you need is other people to score. Today you got a Cam Woodyard and Jermaine Marshall in the first half. Both of them got off. They ended up with 26 between the two of them. That didn't happen at Nebraska. Obviously, it happened today.
Exactly. Jermaine got in early foul trouble, actually, in Nebraska, which kind of get him, he never got in a rhythm.
Yep.
So tonight he was in foul trouble late, but he was able to get going a little bit. And obviously, when you get contributions from a few other guys, it makes Tim Frazier's job a lot easier. And it's very difficult to cover him one-on-one.
And they gave up after a while and went zone.
Exactly. So when other guys are stepping in and contributing, we could be a pretty good offensive team.
And you get a little bit of a break here. You don't have another game until Thursday against Iowa, and it's a long, long season, but you're home. You don't have to get on an airplane for a little while, so that's a good thing. Keith, terrific win. Great scout today. Keith Urgo, assistant coach, Penn State.